It's been said that the best teachers are often found in the corners. Well, interestingly enough, someone sent this article to me from a small town newspaper. Look at they're beginning to teach in public schools. Number one, earth worship. Number two, evolution. Number three, socialized medicine. Number four, world government. Number five, animal rights. In other words, animals seen as brothers and sisters. Number six, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. Number seven, contraception and reproductive health. Number eight, legal abortions. Number nine, debt forgiveness to third world nations. Number 10, the adoption of the gay rights agenda. Number 11, the elimination of the right to bear arms. And finally, number 12, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment. Mikhail Gorbachev is the head of an organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States. Gorbachev is working to create world government, and he's helping implement this education scheme. He has also joined partnership with UNESCO, which is the source of much of the anti-American education curriculum, as well as the International Baccalaureate program. This GLOBE program is funded and implemented through the Federal Department of Education, created under Goals 2000, and is now carried over in No Child Left Behind. No Child Left Behind, it should rightly be called No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Bart Simpson, the great underachiever, boy, would he be proud. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has some information on No Child Left Behind that I thought was pretty important for you, the American people, to hear.
When you see the federal government bureaucracy take something over, does it usually cost less? No. Is it usually less complicated? No. Is there usually more paperwork? Yes. Does the quality diminish? Almost always. Especially in the area of education. You know, we need to understand the 10th Amendment to our Constitution guarantees that education will be a state function, a local function. It was never meant to be a federal function. When you get the federal government involved in something, you can almost bet your money on it that it will probably get more complicated and be more costly. And when we're talking about something as important and primary to the future of our nation, and that's the quality education of students, we should never in a million years trust that function to the federal government. We should trust that function to our local community.
Yes, America, it's a little bit deeper than that. In order to understand the direction which the National Education Association has been going for many years, one needs to know where this trend started and the purpose behind it. Most Americans have probably never heard of secular humanism, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. For nearly three quarters of a century, the American Humanist Association has been influencing education in America. Humanist Manifesto 1, which states the beliefs of the American Humanist Association, was published in 1933 and signed by 34 authors and educators, including John Dewey, often referred to as the father of modern education. It was the declaration of a totally secular religion. In fact, the term religion was employed at that time to describe the movement. The philosophy of the AHA has had a major influence on the NEA. Here is a statement which appeared in The Humanist, official publication of the American Humanist Association. The article entitled, A Religion for a New Age, is written by John Dumphy. The Bible is an incredibly dangerous book. The battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers, who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizer.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything is left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know the routine. If not, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. On the right side of that page is Tim Brown's morning show. On the left side, it's my show. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is where you go if you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing for almost three decades now across the country, where you're going to find that we're doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving ourselves. We're not a part of that group, friends. Nope, don't lump us in with that lot because it's no good. It's worthless. The devil can't even use them. And you can put that as a positive up against James 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You're also going to find 10 to 15 articles written every day from senior editor, Sons of Liberty Radio show host, Tim Brown. And you're going to find them over there in the sense of those that are a part of the culture war, those that are bringing about the answers biblically and constitutionally. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, love to hear from you, pro or con. Someone wanted to test their steel on Saturday, and we handed it to them. So if that's how you want to call and you want to just be confrontational, that's okay, but it better be in sincerity. Because if it's not, you're going to get it right back. But on the other hand, if you want to just throw in concerning what it is that you want to bring into the conversation, please stick to the topic, and we will continuously go from there. Go to Jude 3 and 4. You'll understand that point as well. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because there's nothing stable but the Constitution, which is what? Premised on the Word of God. President Buchanan rightly stated that. And I always make reference to Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States, who had a miraculous testimony towards the end of his life. He was the one that was responsible for saying the Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests. They're absolutely correct. Read Acts 4:12 as well, friends, because there's only one name under heaven. And all of our presidents, all the way up until criminal sodomites, foreigner Barack Hussein Obama, acknowledged. And regardless if the devil said it or not, I know who we are, and I know where we came from. And therefore, that's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about going to the cesspool of illegal indoctrination. And I'm talking about what's going on in public schools. William Bennett said this, friends. He said, the former education secretary, he looks like an absolute, sorry, Benny, but you look like an absolute creep, and I can almost bet my bottom dollar you probably are. But William Bennett said, he was the secretary of education under Ronald Reagan. He said, America today, he said, the longer you stay in school, the dumber you get. I want you to think about that. This is the generation coming up behind you. If you think things are bad now, just wait until they get in a position of power. Because they're going to remember exactly who it was that subjected them to everything and protected them from nothing. And again, you can't make this kind of stuff up. I did an event a couple weeks ago in Brainerd, Minnesota, and I had a guy at the end during Q&A, questions and answers, ask me, because we were talking about some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. And he said to me, he goes, do you think maybe we should just pray that the Lord will bring up this new generation to basically protect us when they get into the positions of power? And I said, did you really say that? I mean, I almost kind of like, whoa, really? Did you really just say that? Well, guess what, friends? He really said that. And what he was saying is those that I've just subjected to everything and protected from nothing, I want them to pay the price just like the forefathers did up to my point in the present. And I did absolutely nothing. So therefore, I'm going to ask the Lord now to raise up that generation that I subjected to that, all the evils in which they had to succumb to and overcome. And I want them to be raised up and I want them to protect me later on in life. He really said it, friends. He really said it. He really did. What am I talking about when I say being subjected to everything and protected from nothing? Well, you guys already know. I mean, you guys already know a lot of the stuff I'm probably going to talk about. But I do want to say this. Just think about this, Americans. Over 700,000 students that graduate every year in public schools in America. You ready for this? They can't even read their own graduation diplomas. What is it about? Well, as I was just saying, friends, they've been subjected illegally to federal indoctrination, which is a violation of the 10th Amendment. Federal government has no business in educating anybody's kids, let alone the state, because if you look at the state, friends, the state has no children. So how is it that they're assuming authority that the people never gave them again? Well, they're assuming authority to do the things that they want to do because the people don't realize that they're the government in upholding the law. The people in this country don't realize that they've received their rights, and those that work for them, their said representative governments and representatives, that they derive their just consent from the governed, the people themselves. Okay, so they're going to go ahead and do whatever you let them do, and that's exactly what they're doing. Well, let me take it a step further, and I've said this to those that have listened to the show for years, but it needs to be said again because I want to show you today who you are, not who it is that you aren't, at least during the second part of the show today. And what is that? The Christians, the professed, the patriots, the professed, the conservatives, the professed, all claim, by the way, they're all extracted from the Christ, but these, in contrast, act antithetical to who the Christ is. So it's a lack of Christianity all the way across the boards. But just think, those three that I just named, 86% of them people right there are the ones that are responsible for subjecting their kids to everything and protecting them from nothing. To be raised up by their sworn enemies. I want you to think about that. How do you think they're going to treat you when they see what you've left them to? A cesspool of indoctrination. What am I talking about? International baccalaureate? No constitutional provision. You see schools like that all over the country. It still can be stopped. Friends, not only that, but they also have something called Common Core. That's where they teach the kids to shoot for the floor. That's why today everybody gets a trophy. There's no level of expectation where kids have to now rise to any longer. Instead of shooting for the stars and teaching their kids to shoot for the stars by educating them, what are they doing? They're teaching them to shoot for the floor. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to shoot for the floor. Not only that, but they also have something called Common Core. Do you know that your said educational systems in America today, did you know that they are set on being indoctrinated, namely the young people in this country, by bureaucrats, not educators? But I want to tell you on the other side, did you also know that it's illegal what they're doing? I'll get back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 281-845-4704. Again, that number is 281-845-4704. This show, by the way, is showing you the problem, Romans 3:20, and then also giving you the answer as I equip you to do so. I just told you that during the first segment that it was none other than William Bennett. I remember broadcasting with him. He was in a building in Salem Communications in Washington, D.C., and I remember walking by him, and I thought that was kind of an ironic scenario, and why, I don't know, but how many times I made reference to this dude, and then when I seen him, it was like, okay, and the more I learned about what's going on behind closed doors, I understand the compromised men and extorted men that have been put into the positions that they've been put into. But I think it's kind of bizarre that we would have, for example, again, the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, a guy by the name of William Bennett, sit there and complain about how kids are being stupefied in public school when, in fact, he's the one that's to oversee what's going on in public school. So, in other words, did he fix the problem? No, he just came out and he said, hey, listen, I just want to tell you that the longer that your kids stay in public schools, the dumber you get and the dumber your kids get. And I'll tell you what, the parents, I should say, who fail to take responsibility, really, they're the ones that are stupid. And you say, well, Bradley, you just don't understand. Oh, I understand.
It's called taking as to what takes precedent in life, the lives of my children and the raising up of my children, or throwing them over because of my job, or what sort of career I might have. No. I took my children over the career, friends. Okay, and I took responsibility. And when I look at the Bible, it tells me in Proverbs 22:6, and I want you to hear it, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I also want to let you know that this book right here is written for people that don't quite understand that. This right here is a pastor's dream. It's called Grass Doesn't Work, the Rocks Do. It doesn't get any simpler than this. And again, it's premised on testimony that we have in Christ Jesus. And it educates people, okay? There's nobody in this country that's going to sit back and say, you know, I have to go out and work and I have to go do this, that, and the other thing. Whoa. Who are you giving your kids to? The ones that you complain about, who are you giving your kids to? Your sworn enemies? Now, I know some people will say, well, we got things on the go right now concerning what's taking place. No. Over the last, concerning Donald Trump and his last, another notch on his belt somehow, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, you know, how they're going to remove us from and our children from the UN agenda. Well, in fact, he did just the exact opposite, not only during his first term, but also his second term as well. They're giving your children over onto a UN agenda, which, by the way, when you look in Deuteronomy 28, it is another part of God's judgment upon a disobedient people. But this is what I want you to hear. Train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Did it say there that you're supposed to drop your kid off to some sworn lunatic, your sworn enemy, to raise up your kids? How much sense does that make? It reminds me of what the Lord said to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, the pretenders of the day in Matthew 23, verse 3. What did he say? You tell others what to do, but you yourself don't do it. And here's another thing. If I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what sort of a harvest am I going to reap? I'm going to reap a harvest of wheat. I can't take a corn seed, plant it into the soil of the ground, and expect to reap a wheat field. No, you're going to reap after the kind of seed that you sow in great specificity. Believe me, okay? And furthermore, believe me as an ambassador, going back to the one that gave the word, and his name is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this coming from the mouth by the Holy Ghost through the mouth of King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived in the history of mankind. He's the one that said, train your children up, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. You know what's bizarre about that? And I'm just thinking about it even now. Isn't it bizarre that if you don't go along with what these hypocrites do and say, isn't it interesting how they try to ostracize you and say, oh, you're one of those homeschoolers. Yeah, I'm one of those homeschoolers. Did my job. I did what the Lord commanded me to do. And I trust him for the result, that they will not go away from the way that they were raised up. Okay, but you're going to get the same sort of harvest, per se, metaphorically, as to allowing your kids to be raised up by your enemies. Those enemies hate you too, and you're allowing them to raise up your kids. Guess who they're going to hate? They're at length going to hate you for doing it in the first place. They're trying to figure out where the love is, right? They're trying to figure out how much you love them. You love them so much that you drop them off in a cesspool of indoctrination. That is about as hypocritical as it can possibly get. It really is. But this is what's expected all across the country. They say to themselves, well, I was raised up in public school, not like today. You weren't. You can rest assured of that. You're not even close. Not even close. The way that you were raised up in school, rest assured, I could go to the old timers, I can go to those from the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, even going to 2000, friends. I can tell you right now, it's a different system that's been put into place because they see that the parents, regardless of what's going on, are still willingly throwing them in again to that cesspool of indoctrination. You know, when we first started doing high school assemblies, I remember April 20th, 1999, when we were told that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked into the school and shot up 13 individuals, and they killed them, one teacher and the rest students. And I remember I was a baby Christian during that particular time, and I remember hearing everybody talk about, you know, look what happened in that school. And then I started to notice that the parents were still dropping their kids off at public school regardless. I ended up doing a high school assembly in Bemidji. It was called Red Lake. And this is a school where a grandson of a sheriff was on dangerous psychotropic drugs, and he ended up shooting his grandpa, which was a sheriff, and his grandma, obviously the sheriff's wife. And then he walked into the school, and then he ended up killing 9 people. I started to say to myself, what is wrong with people? Why are people running from the schools? The first thing I said, to be true to the point that I'm making here, is where is the church? These are our kids. And I noticed everybody was running from the school. And I noticed the Holy Ghost was raising me up to go to the school, to go to the battle, not to run for it. We're called to seek and save that which is lost, right? And Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, follow me and I'll make you to become fishers of men. How much more are kids? Oh my goodness. Nope. Everybody was running from the schools. Matter of fact, that school, Red Lake, it now has it has a fence around the school. It has armed guards before you walk into school. It has metal detectors. Let me ask you something. Has it gone beyond just indoctrination? Oh, yeah, they're teaching the kids what it is like to live in a police state. You better understand what's going on. And I've seen that a multitude of times across the country. And those kids, for the record, for anybody that thinks that they're stupid, I'm here to tell you first and foremost, nothing could be further from the truth. They are not stupid in any sense of the word. It's the parents. Here, listen to this. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. The Lord speaking to the elders, he said, I reject you from being a priest to me. Don't call yourself a Christian because you're not. And because you have forgotten the law of God, which you have, I will also forget your children. Did the Lord forget the children? No, he raised us up in the place of disobedience. The children of the apostate, he raised us up in the face of the revolters that were throwing their kids in regardless of the facts. And I'm going to get to the facts in just a moment here. But I just want to say this, and you can take it how you want to take it. I don't know that you realize the love of God. God chastens those that he loves. He reproves those that he loves. He afflicts those that he loves, that we might learn his way. It's a lack of love. As a matter of fact, if you want to get down to the nitty gritty where the rubber meets the road, it's hate when you take your kid and drop them off in a public school today. The only reason there's kids going in and out of those schools, friends, and it's so important to the government, federal government, and the state, is because the state wants to receive money per student. They don't care about educating. They care about the money. They care about the fact that they have a job. How about the American people stand up and put them out of a job? And I'll tell you another benefit of that is the fact that when you pull your kid from public school, the corrupt tyrants have nobody else to raise up. The tyrants have nobody to raise up. That means it's all over for the bad guys. But as long as you keep them in public school, friends, you keep them in business to your own destruction, to your own demise. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What a joke. Okay, 281-845-4704. I was just going to take up your calls, but if you want to be impatient, that's fine with me. I've got to lay out this exposition and the content of it in order to make sure I stay on top of my game. So therefore, if you want to call in again, 281-845-4704. I want to get back to this really quick because what's happening right now is not... Hey, let me say it this way. What's going on in America today, politicians would have never in a million years gotten away with back in the 60s. Do you know that? No way. No, because you're, in many cases, grandpa and grandma, dads and mom, didn't allow it to happen. That was in a time where politicians and teachers and the such in the state and then the federal government, they could be trusted further than what they can be trusted today. Now the kids are being given over to a United Nations agenda. That's another act of treason. It truly is. Now, let me just go back to this. Outside of the fact that the federal government, again, is illegally, through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, is intentionally, on purpose, indoctrinating kids in public schools through, again, the International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind, and Common Core. And did you know, by the way, not 86% of those that call themselves Christians, patriots, and conservatives are the ones that are sending their kids to be to indoctrinated in public schools? Okay. Lord said he was going to be not slack to repay you to your face, and he's not. You guys have all heard of John Dumphy, right? In his article, A Religion for New Age. Listen to this. So you've all heard from the ACLU, the communist organization, namely Mr. Baldwin, who said the end of the ACLU is communism. I mean, if people understood the word and the Constitution right there, they would understand first and foremost that this is a subversive organization that's operating in the United States that the media is using to browbeat anybody and everybody into submission to believe the lie that there's lines between church and state. 281-845-4704. Please show me that. I can't find that in any of the founding documents. I do see four references to the Lord and the Declaration of Independence. Matter of fact, if I even take it a step before that, concerning what our forefathers fed on, there was something called the Mayflower Compact, which does nothing but smack of the pulpit. I see the end of the Constitution where it says the year of our Lord, 1787. I see in all of our state preambles where it starts out acknowledging that our rights come from God. I see where all the politicians are putting their hands on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they'll uphold the enumerated laws. Again, Ecclesiastes 5:4, read it. Numbers 30, verse 2, read it. Deuteronomy 23:23, read it. It says that what comes out of your mouth, you are to keep those words because the Lord will hold you accountable for it and to it. Isn't that amazing? And somehow we don't see the Christian crosses over the top of the heads of the fallen soldiers. No, we somehow just overlook that. And we're told by the media, the subversive, useful idiots and subversive organizations like that of the ACLU that tell you the end of the ACLU is communism. Somehow or another, they have the law on their side and you don't. No, you have it completely backwards. Again, just ask me. I'll tell you. Because we have three lawful precedents that we set in public schools where we set the record straight because we didn't tuck tail and run. We have every right under heaven to do what we do in public schools. They're the ones that don't have the right. They're scaring you away from your God-given rights. You better ask yourself what spirit you're born of. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Let me move forward. John Dumphy. This is what they're teaching you in public schools now. And I guess somehow or another, this is okay. The Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book, he said. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as proselytizers of a new faith. Wait a second. Do you know how many times I've been accused of that? In making reference to who we are and where we came from, and yet this lunatic is telling you exactly what he's doing through the NEA, which in many ways is a criminal organization, zeroing in on your children. They even gave teachers a pass that if they have relations with students, they want to pass on it. And I told people in the early 2000s, it's exactly what's going to happen. Now we hear it weekly. Now we hear of it weekly, and parents are still sticking their kids into public schools. Well, they know better than that. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. John Dumphy goes on. He says, these teachers, he calls them, in public schools, must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, me, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. In other words, we'll do whatever we want to do. Then he said, the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. Same God. You ain't going to get away with that one either. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. I don't know what they're talking about, but they've deceived themselves into believing that the Lord doesn't see this and he has nothing to do with this, as if to suggest they're going to get rid of the old and they're going to establish the new. That's the devil saying, hey, Lord, this is mine now. Give it all to me. The people have given me it. They bowed down to me. I'm giving them the world now, just like what Jesus said, that we're not to be tempted by the devil, nor are we to serve anybody but the Lord God. And by saying it is written, that's what the answer was from the Lord. But the parents in America today are saying, oh, no, that's okay. They can go ahead and do that. They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. They can go ahead and establish the new. Forget the old. It doesn't work anyways. Oh, you fell into their trap right there. I said to you last week, I said, isn't it interesting that men declare that they're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, and the reason you have man's 10,000 commandments is because you merely have forgotten God's 10. It's really, truly that simple. And it reminds me of, again, what Senator John Glenn said, the guy that said he went to the moon. He never went to the moon. He's a liar. Here, let me prove the point. He said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's in hell now where he belongs, right? He ate the fruit of his own sin, Romans 6:23. He sowed, he reaped, Galatians 6, 7, and 8. And it's interesting, when you look at Revelation 21, it tells us liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Furthermore, in Proverbs 19:9, which comes to my aid, it says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Well, John was one of those guys. And you know what's terrible about all this? Had the people known the Constitution, they would have seen who was lying to them. But instead of that and taking a stand, what do? They allow these guys to continuously breed one another and grow. As they continuously continue their warfare, which is aimed at you, to your own demise. It's just incredible. It really is. It really, truly is. By the way, it tells us in the New Testament, or I'm sorry, in the book of Proverbs, that those that are given to new, those that are given to change, you're supposed to have nothing to do with them. Matter of fact, the Bible says, go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. But again, even during that time under Jeremiah, his ministry, that lone prophet, it was interesting, even when he told them, as he was the one being used as a conduit, per se, a mouthpiece, an ambassador for the Lord, he told them, you need to go back to the old past. The people said, we will not. Did you know that the Lord said you'd know the way of peace if you did? But they rejected it. What happened after that? The Lord brought judgment. That's what's going on here. John Dunphy says, the classroom must be welcome, or must become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. Then he goes on, brings a curse upon himself. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. Oh my goodness. But again, he's only doing what the people are letting him do. I didn't. I'm not. I'm doing my part. I'm not just hiding behind a pen, friends. I'm not a paper tiger. I'm not just sitting behind the microphone. This is the hardest thing in the world for me to do. I have to be out there with the people. Check out my schedule. We've been doing that for 25 years, if not more. Because we've got a generation. I want my country to see my God. I want them to see the strength of the living God, the way it talks about in the book of Psalm 71. Oh, it's a fantastic scripture, as a matter of fact. If you don't mind me reading it, I'm going to go ahead. Oh God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hath done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? The only way that they're going to see him is when you do what David did. And we are the seed of David. What a shame. These guys are gloating in the fact that they're hellbound, that they're destroying your kids, and they continuously go forward. And somehow or another, we've been given the message that we can't right the wrongs, because if we do, we're going to be targeted, we're going to be polarized, we're going to be sued, this, that. Hey, you know what, folks? The most dangerous enemy that they can create is one that has nothing to lose. Let them go on with their bad selves. Because as I've said before, Matthew, what is it, Exodus 1:10? where it says the more they afflicted the children of Israel, the church, the real church, the more they multiplied. Let their cruelties swell our ranks. They are. Believe me, they are. Let me show you a couple things here to give you some examples. Did you know that math in Texas, the state board of education, here, I'm going to get to this on the other side, but I'm going to leave it on a positive note. I'm tearing down their nonsense, and we're going to rebuild on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, yeah. Go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Final segment, again, I know that I am, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you folks, but I always try to get in what I can get in during the time that I have it to get in, right? The time allotted. With that, I'm going to go ahead and take, we had a couple calls up here, but you're just going to have to wait when I'm kind of laying the foundation here for you. It's just that important. I'm going to go ahead and take my friend Dan from Portage, Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dan. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Good afternoon. Appreciate you taking my call. I am a bit off topic here. It was my privilege yesterday to be in the pulpit and deliver a message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I went through the ancient Israelites and how they defied God. They were taken captive by Babylon. Babylon came back and destroyed the temple, destroyed Jerusalem. Israel was restored back to their nation. They rebuilt the temple. 100 years later or so, the Romans absolutely destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. And I made the case for today to ask people to look around. Something's wrong. What's wrong with us today? And I expected a lot of negativity. I expected backlash. What I got was a lot of nodding heads and a lot of positive feedback afterward. I think people are really hungry for the entire gospel message, not just the fuzzy, warm love of Jesus message.
I totally agree. Dan, I wanted to say, too, throughout 1 to 33 of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was warning the nation during that particular time to repent. The king rejected him. They afflicted him. They threw him into a pit. I mean, the list goes on. He was up against a false prophet. He was appointed to go to the church gate during that particular time in the king's gate. And it's exactly what you see John the Baptist doing, as well as John and the apostles, so on and so forth, as well as Paul. Judgment commenced. They were destroyed because they have allowed themselves to be destroyed. Now, I've been doing this for 25 years, that I know of, maybe a little bit longer. But one of the things that I see is I see the American church today, it's completely gone apostate. And I'm not saying there's no hope, but I am telling you that if you look at preachers of old, they were always ostracized from the church. They think they kill you. They think that they do the Lord a service. Well, I'm talking about John 16, but I'm thinking of the John Wesleys, the George Whitfields. I'm thinking of the John Knoxes. I'm thinking of the list of these preachers that were sent out because they were ostracized from those that rejected the message to their own demise, and they were sent out to bear the reproach of Christ. That's what we're doing here, and that's what we've been doing for some time. But it's the people that we're supposed to go out to, the ones that have been bidden to the supper, they've refused to hear. But the Lord said to those people in Luke 14 and 19, he also said to them, go out to the highways and to the byways. Go get them. Tell them to come to my supper. And those that were bidden, they need to understand that they're not going to be a partaker of my supper. And I'm not trying to take away anything that you're telling us right now, but I am trying to say a couple things. What we see in America today is they're doing it to themselves. And again, in saying this, I've seen it for so long. People are so hungry that they have the Word of God for themselves, but they refuse to pick up the Bible and read it for themselves. As Charles Spurgeon rightly said, in some cases, there's so much dust on the top of their Bibles that you could write the word damnation. And I don't even like making the reference, but I remember Billy Graham's wife had said that, listen, if God does not judge America, he's going to have to repent for what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. And this was back in the 80s that was said. And the responsible party has rejected being the light in this country. And to me, it's truly embarrassing. Now, going back to the point that I was making with Jeremiah, they were judged because they refused his message. That's why we have the book of Lamentations. They refused to hear the truth of the matter. They didn't want to hear it until after the fact. Just look at King Zedekiah. He didn't listen, he didn't listen, he didn't listen until he seen Nebuchadnezzar at his gate. And then he went and got Jeremiah and he said, what is the Lord saying? Jeremiah turned around and looked at him and said, I'm saying the same things I tried to tell you of how many years ago, but you refused to hear. And then when you look in verse 33, he restored after judgment. And the fact of the matter is we better understand that's where America's at right now. I'm talking about our kids right now. This Trojan horse, we're way beyond that. I'm going to have to bring this over into a couple shows here. But the fact of the matter is, Dan, the church is called to be the light of society, and they have failed to be that, and now we're in trouble, and they're still refusing to hear. Not only are they refusing to hear, but these are the ones that are actually ushering in the very one that's being used to judge them. So, and I'm pleased to hear that you have nodding heads and that you have people that are giving the affirmative. I mean, amen, you're always going to run into them. And by the way, it's probably a majority of the people, not a minority. But we better understand that we're the responsible party here. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, and I made the point about Jeremiah. Jeremiah brought the message of repentance to the Israelites for 20 years. God is patient, is he not? And then when they took Jeremiah away, he brought Ezekiel to bring the same message and a message of hope. Look, I will restore you, but you must repent. And of course they didn't. But I was very encouraged, and I wanted to thank you for allowing me to use some of your sermon points from a few weeks ago, as I think I had emailed you asking if I could. But
yeah,
it was a well-received message, and I was expecting the worst.
And I, you know what, Dan, I'm glad you're out there, guy. Because we need more of you. We need more people that are willing to take it in. And you're one of those guys. And you are tested and you are tried and proven and just in making that point as you are again. So again, I want you to be exhorted. I want you to be admonished. And with that, I'm glad. Be encouraged, guy, because we're going to keep going regardless if the whole country goes to hell in a handbasket, because we're going to remain faithful as unto the Lord, regardless of how man responds to it, because it's not our responsibility to respond for them. It's ours just to bring the fruit like Jacob and Caleb. It's not our job to drag them over the top of the hill, though we desire that they go with us, because the Bible is clear. He says that he has no desire for the wicked to perish. Absolutely. But again, it's up to the people to obey the Lord. It's up to the people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, as you said. I'll give you the last word.
That was it. I just wanted to thank you again for your encouragement and your help.
Amen. Thank you, guy. And by the way, I will get to you, Dan. I'm just always catching up here. I will get to you, and we'll be in touch soon, my friend. I also wanted to say one thing Dan had also brought up was Ezekiel. Isn't it interesting that when you look at Jeremiah, how the people refused to listen to his warnings, then the book of Lamentation, right? Well, if you look at Ezekiel, the Lord told Ezekiel, listen, this is who you're going to go to. But the Lord already told him they're not going to listen to you. What a job. I mean, you want to talk about someone that needs to be encouraged? I'm going to talk about that soon enough because, folks, did you know that, speaking of which, the word encourage is only mentioned 4 times in the King James Version? And it's out of context the way that you hear it today. We're going to talk about that sometime. It's been revised. It's been watered down, you know. I mean, for some reason or another, I guess it's the preacher's job to encourage, as they call it, the new definition through the revisionist, to encourage men not to repent for their sin and to be found in the Spirit and grow in grace. No, they're encouraged in their sin and making them enemies of the cross of Christ. That's a different show, but it's important. Let me kick off a couple things here, and we're going to pick up beyond the Trojan horse tomorrow. I also want to remind everybody, listen, you need to get people to share these articles and to get on the radio affiliates that you're listening to us now on, and get the teachers on, get the principals on, get the superintendents on. More importantly, get the parents on, okay? Because we're going to pick this up again tomorrow. I was just highlighting during the last segment that math in Texas, the State Board of Education found a total of 109,263 errors in math textbooks. That was in 2008. After review, 263 errors. The board had to go so far as to place a possible fine on $5,000 per error found if they were not fixed by the spring of the same year. So it shows you the power is still in the hands of the people to hold it to the bad guys. And what I want you to know is this stuff is going on all day long in public schools, and they don't have a lawful right to do it. In the state of Texas, for example, if they're doing it, you can even get attorneys to back you up on this for free. You can go in and sue the state and demand a certain amount of time be given to them to fix the errors that are in the books, like that of the math books in Texas, okay? Again, folks, what we have to do is we have to take responsibility because we can. Listen, here's the word of encouragement. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. Let's do it for our posterity because our forefathers did it for us. Love you by what we do, and I'll talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. See ya.